At a time when we have nearly magical abilities to communicate with the whole world from our cell phones, many hobbyists retain a fondness for an older technology that has shaped the current communications landscape. Ham radio enthusiasts will gather in Santa Rosa's Youth Community Park this weekend to demonstrate the continued relevance of their hobby and to connect with other operators around the country.
It's a picnic. It's a camp out. We set up in public locations so that we can basically treat it as an open house.
Brian Tour is chairman for the weekend's events.
We can educate the public on what amateur radio is all about and what role amateur radio can play in providing communications in times of emergencies.
Ham radio operators become crucial to the worldwide communications grid following natural disasters like earthquakes or tsunamis. They can help assess damage, coordinate help, and relay messages around the world, playing an important role in disaster relief. There used to be one pretty big hurdle for anyone who wanted to be part of the ham radio scene. Since much of the communication involved Morse code, with its dots and dashes, you essentially had to learn a brand new language before you could even start.
That's how most of our older members got into it at age 14, 15, got into radio and learned Morse code and got their licenses then.
Iola Beckley is president of the Sonoma County Radio Amateurs.
We have young blood as young as 9 years old going to be taking our next class. A young man and his, who's a Boy Scout, wanted to do the merit badge, got interested, and just his dad is joining and going to take his license test too along with him so that they'll both be licensed. Our oldest member is around 90. I'm probably the next oldest.
But amateur radio is more than just an old technology. Experimentation among these enthusiasts has led to many of the advances in communication technology we take for granted, as Field Day Public Information Officer Daryl Paul explains.
Amateur radio operators, ham radio operators, we design and build and experiment with different equipment. For example, the cell towers we have today for our cell phones came out of our repeater technology. Skype, voice over internet. We developed ham TV. So Skype is audio, it's video. You put a circuit in between to kind of mix them together, and you've got voice over internet.
Anyone interested in taking up a new hobby or simply learning about how ham operators communicate and serve the public is welcome to drop by the Santa Rosa Youth Park on Fulton Road near Piner, known to most as the Skateboard Park, anytime over the weekend. Some of the stations there will be set up to run continuously for 24 hours.
Kilo 7, Alpha Golf Echo.
I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.